Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I intend to discuss and clarify today relates to this notion that a person who is able to convert someone to Muslim, to Islam, then that person is guaranteed paradise. In other words, if someone is able to convert a non-Muslim into Muslim, then this person who is converting a non-Muslim into a Muslim is guaranteed paradise. And whatever he may do otherwise, he has earned paradise. Now, this concept has arisen because of certain narratives which are recorded in our books of Hadith, and all of which are not at all trustworthy. And our own scholars of Hadith have criticized them and criticized their chains of narration and shown that they cannot be relied upon. Now, as far as going to paradise is concerned, to Jannah is concerned, this is something which has been explicitly mentioned in the Quran in a number of places. And it, of course, requires that a person has faith, he has good deeds, his good deeds outweigh his evil ones, and he does not do anything which is tantamount to a deliberate denial of the truth. He's a true seeker of the truth. Similarly, we find that these are conditions which are mentioned in the Quran. However, if a person thinks that by merely converting someone, he can earn paradise, by converting someone to Islam, he can earn paradise, then this is an unfounded notion. And as I said, it is dependent on certain ahadith, none of which can be regarded to be reliable. Now, I'll just recount before you two of them so that it becomes evident that none of these two, besides, of course, others, can be held reliable. Now, as far as the first of them is concerned, it is recorded in Al-Mujib al-Kabir, and the words are, "Man aslama ala yadayhi rajulun wajabat lahul jannah." So anyone who converts a person to Islam, then for him, paradise is obligatory, is mandatory. This is what the words say. Now, as far as this narrative is concerned, there is this particular narrator called Muhammad bin Muawiyah Nisaburi, about whom our scholars of Hadith are not at all satisfied, and they regard him to be a very, very untrustworthy and suspect narrator, and anything which is recorded through him cannot be relied upon. So we find Yahya ibn Ma'in saying that Laysa bisikka, that he's not trustworthy. Similarly, Muslim bin Hajjaj, Imam Muslim, And of course, Imam Nasai says that he is matrukul hadith, which means that his hadith, they have to be forsaken. And similarly, Imam Abu Dawud says, Laysa bishay, that he's nothing. And Zakariya bin Yahya As-Sadi says, Laysa bimutqinin fil hadith, which means that he is not at all reliable and strong in matters of hadith. So this is the situation or the scenario regarding this particular narrative. As far as the other narrative is concerned, of course, the words of the narrative are the same. And this is recorded in the Musnad of Shahab. And in this narrative, there is another narrator called Abdus Salam bin Muhammad al-Umvi, about whom, again, there is a lot of debate, and he is regarded to be an unreliable narrator. So therefore, we find Imam Dharqutni saying that he is za'ifun jiddan, that he is very, very unreliable, very, very suspect. And Khatib saying sahibu manaqib, which means that he is responsible of injecting things which are not very common and conventional in religion. So therefore, on the basis of this analysis, we can say that these two narratives cannot be regarded at all trustworthy. And similar is the case with a couple of other ones. So on the basis of these narratives, nothing can be construed. And we must be very aware that this narrative which says that anyone who converts a Muslim, is paradise is guaranteed for him. This is something which is not true. Paradise is guaranteed only for an individual who fulfills the conditions which are laid down in the Quran. And of course, if he is lucky enough to convert someone into Islam or to Muslims, to become a Muslim, then this is something which is, of course, a very, very worthy achievement. But this alone does not guarantee paradise for him. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ